Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Welcome to Psychic Solutions. This is Deborah Diane, filling in for Dr. Pat today, who is on an airplane at the moment and has asked us to entertain all of you listening for the next hour. We have a very special show planned for you today. We are offering intuitive insight and powerful clearing and repatterning for anyone who wants to join us in the show today. We'll explain a little bit more about that here in a minute. And we will be offering also energy clearing over the airwaves today to anyone who chooses to receive. We'll be detailing everything out for you beforehand, and you will only receive benefit from the clearing if you choose to do so. So feel free to listen whether you want to join in on that or not, and more on that as well later. First, I want to introduce my co-host. So, yes, you have two of us here today. Gwen, how's it going?
Oh, it's going great, Deborah. It's a thrill to be here with you and Mark and everybody else. So thanks for having me.
Thank you for joining us. So Mark is also here with us today. He's the producer of our regular weekly radio show on Transformation Talk Radio called Intuitive Solutions.
Thank you, Mark. Deborah. It's nice to be here, of course. And I just want to say we got two intuitives here today, and with Deborah Diane leading the charge. I want to say to anyone who has not experienced Deborah's work yet, you want to be in on this. This stuff is life-changing, and I'm really excited we're going to take it out into the world today.
Yes, yes. And so I wanted to say hello to Benny, but he just ditched us.
He just left us.
He just left us. Yeah, all alone to do what we please on the radio station. They're in the middle of a fire drill, so he's going to come back. I really want to bring Benny in and say hello, because then it makes me actually feel like we're on the Dr. Pat Show. So we'll be talking to him in a little bit here, too. So until then, I want to explain a little bit about what we have to offer you today. We work with a process called conscious repatterning, which is an extremely efficient modality of clearing and repatterning anything in your life that may be blocking you, holding you back, or weighing you down. And, I just wonder if any of you have ever wondered why you keep reoccurring, having the same experiences over and over, the same kinds of relationship dynamics, the same patterns. And this is something that I questioned quite a bit well before I started doing this work. I just constantly asking myself, why does this keep happening to me? It was a very frustrating period of my life. Until I actually started receiving the answers. So we're going to share some of those answers with you today. But we're not only going to talk about this, we're actually going to be making changes right here live on the air, very powerful, deep changes. And this is something that for those of you that choose to call in, we can work one-on-one. For those of you that just want to receive as a listening audience, most likely, you're going to feel something happening. You're going to feel something shifting, because most of the people that I work with do. Something you can feel immediately and something you can see instantly, see and recognize the effects that it has in your life. So we can't take any calls right now because Benny has bailed. But I'm going to go ahead and give the number out. You most of you know it already. It's 800-930-2819. We will let you know when Benny comes back in and can answer the phones for us.
And Deborah, I want to read a couple of Dr. Pat quotes about you, Deborah Diane. Here's a couple from when you were on previous shows with Dr. Pat as a guest on Psychic Solutions.
Bringing her into the mix. Thank you. That's a great idea.
I'm going to bring her in. Here she comes. This is Dr. Pat speaking. She says, from my own experience of working with Deborah, her work is profoundly effective. Her work is phenomenal. I tried to do a Dr. Pat there. I'm not good. Tried to channel her. Couldn't get it done.
You're doing great.
And the last thing she says was stepping into a life of ease, abundance, and gratitude is Deborah's hallmark within her own life and with her clients. And let me echo that, exactly what Dr. Pat is saying there. From my own personal experience of working with you, Deborah, I find it endlessly fascinating that you can so quickly zero in on one of my limiting beliefs or one of these repeating patterns that you were just discussing, then release that block, and then my life experience just transforms instantly, just like a snap of a finger. My life has transformed in so many ways, and these changes are not just like in the moment or, you know, it just kind of happens for, and I have this buzz and for a day or two, and then they go away. No, they sustain. They've just become like part of who I am now. And it's just highly transformational, excuse me. And I have just huge gratitude for you and your work, Deborah. Just huge.
Yeah, absolutely. I concur. I definitely concur. I mean, I've worked with so many different modalities over the past 35 years. And honestly, I've yet to experience any type of work that's this fast and this easy. And your ability, personally, to identify limiting patterns and beliefs, I mean, that it's just amazing to me.
Oh, nice. Thank you. Well, it actually never ceases to amaze me, which kind of surprises me because I've just been working full on with this for so many years. But I have seen miracles on a daily basis for years now. And I don't use that term lightly. I'm not talking about little bitty miracles. I'm talking about really huge, life-changing results that I have seen. And it really has been incredible. And something I just kind of stumbled on one day. You know, I just, a truly miraculous healing that basically stemmed from my belief that anything was possible.
And you spoke of that experience in detail, I think, the last time you were on the Dr. Pat Show, right?
Yeah. The last experience kind of told the story. That was, I think it was, what month are we in? May. That was May 1st. I think it was May 1st.
Mm-hmm.
Beginning of this month. Yeah, so if you want to hear that, we're not going to go into that again. I got plenty of stories to tell.
It's a great story, though. It's a great story. But, Deborah, what I'd love to expand on a little bit is how about beliefs create our experience. And I just want to say for myself that for many, many years, I mean, this was something that, this was a concept, so I understood it. But in terms of really experiencing how if I change my belief, my experience changes, I can't say that I had really experienced that in depth in my life until I started to work with you and got to see sometimes literally instantly how releasing a core belief would transform my experience in a relationship with somebody or, you know, beyond that in my workplace or what have you. And that's what's been so incredible for me is to take that concept and to see it like literally be happening in front of my very eyes.
Right, yeah. to apply it, because we've all heard this before. We've all heard that there, you know, movies, The Secret, there's, what's that other movie, What the Bleep? I don't know what they bleeped out there. I'm kind of curious, but you know, there's movies, there's books, there's quantum theorists, quantum physicists that they're all saying this, but same thing. I mean, I heard this 10 years ago that your beliefs create your reality, and it kind of went in one ear and out the other, and I really had to learn this experientially for myself. And you know, there was a lot of spinning my wheels when I first started out, because here's the question is, how do you know what you believe if our beliefs are hidden in our subconscious or whatever aspects of our consciousness that aren't conscious?
That was something that I wanted to perhaps draw out of you is, you know, for the people listening, how does one take a subconscious belief and reveal it to the surface? And I know that you do that with people in your work, but let's just say for me, for somebody listening, how can I draw that out?
Well, I would say look at your experience. What are you creating? I mean, if you are creating a lot of disrespect in your relationship, then it's something that it's either reoccurring over and over in one relationship, or especially if you're seeing it in a lot of your different relationships, I can almost guarantee you, you believe you don't deserve respect.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. So, I mean, there's just that awareness of, you know, tracing it back based on the experiences that you're having. I personally do muscle testing, and this is also known as applied kinesiology, where I am testing the strength of my muscles. And this is a learned art. It's a skill. It's not something that a lot of people, although some people can just start doing it right away and getting accurate answers. So it's a little bit controversial there, but I worked on my ability to muscle test accurately for years. And now this is the key. This is what validates my intuition when I'm working with people. This is what validates to me what's going on with me. And when I muscle test and I ask the question, do I believe this about myself, and I get a strong yes, then I know that there's something there for me to change.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how I do it.
Mm-hmm. Well, and that's one of the things that I really appreciate about your work, Deborah, is that the level of integrity that you bring to your intuition, that you don't just accept that if you hear something or see something or know something, then you follow it through with the muscle testing. And that's mm-hmm. really impressive to me.
Well, intuition can be a little tricky, too. And you know that, Gwen, because I know that. Gwen is actually our expert. She's been playing with these kinds of things for, 35 years? Well, what, mm-hmm. much longer than I have.
Mm-hmm. And I think that's one of the reasons that I appreciate your work so much, like I said earlier, is it's so streamlined, and the level of integrity is just unsurpassed, frankly, in terms of my experience. And when I say integrity, I just mean that you are always double-checking, always double-checking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. It's so important because we're human.
Mm-hmm.
We all have this. Everybody has this intuitive connection, but we also have our egos. We also have our brain. We also have our logical process, and this can get in the way. And I've seen it get in the way with professional intuitives that have been doing this work for a really long time. And so I really value having that tool, and you have your own self-testing method, a little bit different than mine, Gwen, but mm-hmm. you do the same thing, which is why I love working with you, because
mm-hmm.
you're not, and we try to kid ourselves sometimes. We try to let our ego stand in the way of what truth is, but fortunately mm-hmm. there's two of us, and both of us do have the self-testing method, so we don't get away with it very often, actually at all, ever.
Mm-hmm. That's why we check in so frequently, just to make sure of that.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. So that's the good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Deborah, can you explain a little bit about what makes this process work?
You always have the good questions, Mark.
I'm just fascinated by it all. I feel like I am. I've said this before. I love it, but I feel like a third grader that's in a graduate school class. It's like you guys have so much experience around this, and I am so brand new to it. I just have such a curiosity about it, and I'd love for just to, take a shot at it. I mean, talk to us about how the process works.
Well, I have never pretended to understand how this works. Honestly, what I had to do to keep going with it is to release the need to understand. And, I like using the metaphor of electricity. I have no idea how electricity works, and it actually seems quite magical. I can say if I needed to understand how electricity worked to benefit from it, I would be in the dark a lot. So that's kind of how I feel about this work, is that I have had extremely powerful experiences starting around 15 years ago that really got me questioning my idea of reality. And I got to say, I was shaken up to the core at times, noticing how my thoughts were manifesting sometimes instantly. This was not a fun period of time for me. because what I realized also is if my thoughts are manifesting, I think of something and then there it is, poof, like, right there. What about my negative thoughts? What about those reoccurring beliefs, you know, the thought forms that are not life-affirming, not making me feel good about myself? How are those manifesting in my life? So here's the big manifestation in my life is that I thought once I started putting this together and realizing how powerful my thoughts were, how powerful my beliefs were, I actually said to myself, oh, my gosh, I have got to stop thinking. And you know what happened? I know both of you know what happened.
Yes, okay,
you're not,
I do know
not
what happened.
Share it, I'll share it, is that I actually manifested brain damage. Less than a year after I made that statement, I have got to stop thinking, I had severe brain damage that prevented me from completing a sentence, reading a book, taking care of myself. And
wow.
So there's just a little indication of how scary it was for me for a little while. And fortunately, mm-hmm. I made the decision, this is not the way I'm going down. This is not going to be my my reality for the rest of my life. So, you know, I recovered, obviously. I'm here forming intelligent sentences. See, I try to call myself intelligent, and then I can't complete it. But you know what I mean.
Yes.
I'm a lot better off than I was. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. No, that's just an amazing story. And it's so inspiring. Yeah, it's just so incredible to have known and about your journey. And even in the time that I've known you, that you have continued to change beliefs about your health to where you are no longer as sensitive as you were when I first met you.
Oh, completely. Well, that was just a little bit over a year ago that I met you,
mm-hmm.
but completely different. I mean, I was sick my whole life. I was born with a degenerative condition that was basically killing me from the moment I was conceived, and I no longer have that condition. And so I am a firm believer that we can change our reality. It's true.
Mm-hmm.
And you are only limited by your beliefs. That's the key. So,
wow.
Yeah, so finding those beliefs out, that's a really good place to start. All right. Well, in the next segment, we're going to start doing some clearing work. So you don't want to miss that. My website is consciousrepatterning.com if you want to check out a little bit more about what we're doing. And then once again, if you want to call in and do some clearing with us, the number is 1-800-930-2819. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Get ready for Intuitive Solutions with Deborah Diane every Monday at 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time and 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Create your best life by releasing subconscious limiting beliefs and patterns quickly and easily. Each show features a live call-in segment so that you can experience Deborah's intuitive insight and powerful clearing. Deborah's quick wit and spot-on intuition make every show both powerful and fun. For more information, visit consciousrepatterning.com.
Questions in consciousness. People just like you who want to shift and change what isn't working for them, who want to shift and change what isn't working on the planet. Questions. That's about shifting and changing whatever isn't working for you. Consciousness includes everything and judges nothing. Questions in Consciousness, a telecall with like-minded people from all around the world, which gives you the place and space to ask what isn't working for you.
For more information, go to questionsinconsciousness.net. That's questionsinconsciousness.net.
Tune in each Sunday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Awakening Radio with Patricia. This hit show awakens your dormant, divine, feminine energy. The Awakening Show is the next step on your evolutionary journey through life. Get ready to awaken the dormant seedings within you, your soul's encodement, power, and purpose, and bring this forward with confidence and clarity through the power of your own voice. This show promises to boldly go where you've been before. You just need to remember. Be inspired. Become rewired with The Awakening Radio. Visit awakeningradio.com for weekly topics.
Welcome back to Psychic Solutions. I'm used to saying Intuitive Solutions, but we're doing Dr. Pat's show today, so it's Psychic Solutions. This is Deborah Diane, along with Gwen and Mark, playing with conscious repatterning. Once again, a highly effective, very efficient modality of clearing and repatterning anything in your life that is not working the way you would like to see it work, specifically relationships. Super fast to clear relationships, repattern relationships, and this is something we do just by saying the name of who you want to clear, and that's not even necessary. So if you want to call in and create some movement, some lifting, releasing in some of your relationships, you can just kind of give us a general idea of who it is, and you may not even need to say the name. Sometimes we use initials or something like that, so... Once again, I want to welcome everybody to call and join us. And until then, we're just going to keep playing.
Deborah, I want to pick up on something you mentioned earlier because I'm curious about it. You said two things that are in my head. One, you talked about quantum mechanics, I think. And you also used the beautiful electricity metaphor, which I love, about not needing to understand how it works in order to be able to benefit from it. But I'm wondering, does quantum mechanics, how does that play in your work, or is it, can you talk a little bit about that as it pertains to the work that you do?
Yeah, well, I actually just really started looking into quantum physics, quantum mechanics very recently. Like I said, this came into my experience about 10 years ago when these movies started coming out, and I watched the movies and I thought, wow, that sounds great. Like I said, it went in one ear and out the other because I was not in a place to be able to really receive the message or, you know, the practice, the process of how it actually works. And I just kind of went on my own journey and started doing my own thing, checking in with my intuition. One of the biggest things that I focused on, because I lost my brain function and my brain function was no longer allowing me to manage my life in a way that, was working at all, is that I needed to start developing my intuition. So that's when I started focusing on developing those aspects of my functioning. And then I just started receiving information. This is what you got to do. You know, when I asked the question, what can I do to put my life back together? And I waited for the answer. I applied whatever information was coming to me. And this is how I started doing my work. And just recently, literally in the last couple of weeks, quantum mechanics came back. I saw a Facebook post from someone with a video on quantum mechanics, and I listened to it, and it blew me away because not only were there so many parallels, the words were the same. The words that these people were using to describe what they were studying were the same as the words that were coming to me intuitively, and the process was the same, and this validated all of my work. It substantiated it. It made it make sense. So I'm not going to say that I'm an expert in quantum physicists, but basically, you know, these scientists are beginning to prove with scientific studies that we are creating our experience, that our consciousness is creating our experience. I think one of the quotes I've heard is that our internal world is actually creating our external world. And this is exactly what I'm doing in my work.
I've heard you say those words before. That sounds just like when you talk about your work, yeah.
Yes, yes. And then the unlimited possibilities. I've had this tagline for a while, explore unlimited possibilities. That's what they call quantum mechanics, is the world of unlimited possibilities. And so it's super exciting to me. I'm sitting here cheering, you know, jumping up out of my seat. Yes, every time I hear these things. And so I'll just give just a basic little rundown of, you know, quantum mechanics or quantum physicists are saying that our world is an illusion. And this is not the easiest thing to digest, to actually understand, but basically saying that there is a holographic pattern that is creating our experience. And what they relate that holographic pattern to is beliefs. That's what they say. Yeah. The patterns that are creating the hologram, which is what they call our experience, are actually our beliefs. So that's what makes it possible when we change our belief for our experience to change so quickly.
So we can change them. That's the key point, right? It's not just that we start off with this hologram and we have to work within it, but we can actually create it. It's malleable.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Create it by setting intentions.
I love it.
Yeah, it's really great. We have just a few more minutes before the next break. Do you guys want to take a call?
Yeah, sure.
You ready for that? We have Gloria calling in from Carlsbad, California. Gloria, thank you so much for calling.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Hi, what can we help you with?
I would love you to intuit, let's see. I do muscle testing too, by the way. It's so cute. I went on your website, and I swear by it too. I love it. So I'd love you to check on, I'm creating my music life that I adore, but all this fear and all this stuff is coming up. And I had this throat thing happen right before a gig, my first gig in a long time. And it makes me very sad, actually, when I start thinking about it. I feel like crying right now. So could you look into that and see what...
Yeah. We can do more than look in with it. Do you want to clear it?
Yes!
I mean, this is just... It's just basic resistance. I mean, this is something that I've experienced, you know, quite a bit of when I started getting into this work and really uncovering, you know, the possibilities that were involved in what I was doing. I came up with huge resistance, and I think this is just something that we do as human beings for some reason. We try to keep ourselves from doing what we're here to do. So this is a really easy way to clear this modality if you want to just go into doing some clearing.
Yeah, that's great. I thought nothing bigger than that. It's no past life, no anything like that.
There's past life involved. Mm-hmm. That gets cleared automatically. Oh. What we'll do is we'll go into the clearing, and then I'll see what comes up, if there's anything, any kind of snags or anything that we've got to specifically address. Okay?
Oh, thank you.
Sure. Let's start off with an opening prayer. I always do this before I do my work. We're going to ask that only those changes that are serving everyone involved and the greater good in the highest and best way are made today, and that all changes are made with, through, of, and in alignment with pure divine love and light, and that everyone who receives clearing today receives maximum benefit in the safest, easiest, most comfortable, and most loving way possible. So let's go ahead and clear fear, Gloria. Are you ready?
I'm ready. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. And I don't think we're going to need to get into any specifics. It feels like it's releasing really easily. Gwen, what are you getting? I feel like you're getting something over there.
Well, you know, I sometimes don't get specific stuff, but I was really feeling a shroud that it was kind of wrapped around her, that
it's lifting.
What's that?
It's lifting.
Mm-hmm. But it has something to do with her heart.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I feel like it's all clearing. I mean, that's what I'm getting. Do you agree with that, Gwen?
Mm-hmm.
And how are you feeling, Gloria, as we're doing this clearing?
Well, my throat's actually feeling a little bit better right now.
Good. Yeah, you're right in the middle of it. Feels like we've got just a few more seconds left before it completes, but you probably felt whatever heaviness was making you want, you know, bringing tears to your eyes a little while ago, you probably already felt that release.
Okay. Yeah, I don't feel that anymore.
Good. All right, well, let's hang on for just a few more seconds and let this complete. Is there anything else you want to share with us, Gloria?
Well, I was just going to say, I've just been working on this for a while, and I did a little reading this morning with some cards, and it said, oh, you still got more to go, and I was just like, really? Like, what else do I have to... You know how you feel like you've turned over rocks and looked and did so much healing work, and so the first time I've ever come onto your show, the first time I've ever heard of you, so this must have been perfect.
Yes, synchronicity. I feel like it cleared. I mean, I feel really good when checking in with your energy field. I feel like you're ready. So it was great. Oh. Great idea for you to call in today. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much, my dear.
Nice. Thank you. All right. Well, we are ready for another break. Once again, my website, consciousrepatterning.com. And we'll be back in just a couple minutes. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Michelle Bond. I'm the Vedic astrologer who shines a light on what you put into your body. Are you sick and tired of taking all the latest vitamins and herbs that promise to make you feel better and have unlimited energy, but find they don't work? The reason they don't is because no two people are alike. There is not one fix for everyone. To find out how I can help you discover what will work for you, go to my website, themichellebondshow.com.
Grateful patients have been saying it for 25 years. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. Dr. Thane of Wellness One of Bellevue has been named one of the nation's top chiropractors by the Consumers Research Council of America, and for good reason. He has helped his patients recover their energy and vitality after car accidents, sports injuries, herniated discs, fatigue due to stress, the list goes on. The website is bellevue.wellnessone.net. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. That's bellevue.wellnessone.net.
Tune into Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard. Each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern, get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring, as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Have you ever considered what money and sex have in common? Brenda St. Louis, founder of Know That You Know, explores the energies of debt, money, sex, and our bodies. In her four-week intensive Debt Into Delight, Getting Intimate With Your Digits, she tickles all those places we don't want to look at, infusing everything with exuberance. Would you be willing to have more money? Would you be willing to have more of you? Explore more of Brenda St. Louis at knowthatyouknow.com.
Welcome back to Psychic Solutions. This is Deborah Diane, along with Intuitive Life Coach Gwen Payne and our Mark. I was going to say our producer, Mark, but actually, Ben is our producer today. But the producer
nice
of our regular weekly show. Yeah.
I think that last clearing, Deborah, was a wonderful example of how quickly and efficiently things can happen, and one of the main things about your work, which is very, very different from a lot of other modalities, is that we don't really need the details. We don't really need the story.
And you and I are both in alignment with that, Gwen, not wanting to go into the story, so we work really well with each other. So it's different than a regular intuitive reading or, you know, therapy, definitely different than therapy, where you get to tell your story. We're not doing that here. We're not talking. We're clearing. We're making changes, and it's energetic. I mean, we talk a little bit because sometimes we need to get an idea of where to go with it, you know, but very, very minimal.
And how we receive our information is so different that, you know, it's quite complimentary and interesting to see how you just kind of zone in on the core beliefs, and I'll get more of the energetics or visuals or even body sensations, and it's really interesting to see the difference.
Yeah, we work great together. I'm very excited about the universe's decision to put us together.
It was a surprise, wasn't
right.
it?
It was a surprise. Gwen was actually a client of mine from when I was traveling. I was doing a lot of work on the road, and I traveled through Sedona and met her, and then we had just finished up a session, and I just got that she was going to be on the radio with me. And I went, what,
yeah.
Gwen? And you were already working with your own self-testing method, so I asked you, I was like, is that right? Are you going to be on the radio with me? And you got, I remember exactly how you said it. You go, yes.
It was a big surprise to me, but it's been wonderful. It's been an amazing process,
So we actually got to know each other after that, once we started working with each other, and then, you know, this is the way that I love doing things, is when we just listen to our intuition, and we did not put that together. We did not have any kind of logical process, brain functioning involved in making that decision. It was completely intuitive, and I could not have created a better partner to be working with
than you are.
Thank you. Yeah. Yes, we definitely didn't orchestrate that, but that's one of the things that I love about witnessing the way that you live your life, Deborah, is that this is how you live your life. You receive information intuitively. We share information intuitively with each other about, you know, literally our day-to-day, right?
Exactly. Yeah, because we're constantly doing what we can to improve our experience. I mean, that's what I'm about, and the more that I work on my own experience, the easier it gets for me to help other people with theirs. The faster it gets, the deeper it gets. So that's what I do every day, all day long.
I can attest to that.
Yeah. So let's go back to the phone lines. We have another caller. We have Mike calling in from Tacoma. Mike, how are you today?
Yes, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Okay, now, I'm calling in to get some information. I bumped into a lady last week. Her name is Melinda. I was trying to find out whether I'm going to be bumping into her again. And then I'm kind of doing some soul searching in my life and finding some purpose and meaning. And so I'm just kind of, doing that search avenue right now.
I feel good about you bumping into Melinda again. Yeah. We could do some relationship clearing for you. Are you interested in clearing up just whatever relationship stagnancy you have a tendency to create so that whatever relationships you attract in the future are even better?
Yes, that would be very helpful. But are you saying that I will bump into her again, hopefully soon?
I think I get yes on that. Gwen, are you able to hear Mike, Gwen?
Not too well, but I get yes as well.
Okay. Back to that, not knowing what we're talking about, but I get yes, so whatever you're talking about, yes, it's affirmative. So that's both of us, Mike. We're both agreeing on that. I think you're going to be seeing Melinda again.
Okay, great. I appreciate that.
So let's do some clearing. Let's just do some energy clearing between you and Melinda. And this is a little bit different than when there's a problem in a relationship, like anything that needs to be released. This is more just opening you up to the truth of your relationship, to a true soul connection, you know, whatever purpose you two are fulfilling for each other. It just expands it, you know, opens it up. Do you want to do that?
Yes. And, like I said, the first time we met with her, and, I missed out on asking her for her telephone number. So,
I think that the universe is making the arrangements for you.
Great.
I feel like you'll see her again.
That's a plus. And like I said, I'm, you know, doing a lot of questioning in my life, and I don't know, money doesn't seem to do anything for me. But there's got to be a special purpose for me in this life also.
Well, I'm not getting any information about your purpose, but what we can do is we can align you with your purpose and then bring in the trust and the worthiness of bringing that into your experience. Okay, so let's do some clearing. Let's clear between you and Melinda, and let's align you with your let's see, with your soul purpose is what I'm getting. Feels like it's there, but you're not fully aligned with it, which is probably why you're not aware of what it is exactly. So let's do that, okay?
Yes.
Okay, great. Thank you. And you can probably feel this. I feel a major rush of energy. Are you able to feel what we're doing, Mike?
Yes.
What does it feel like?
Yeah. Feels a lot, good high energy.
And then
can I ask for like a healing too within my soul and body and that? Is that possible?
Let me see if we need to. Let's just do a general clearing for you. Whatever can be released, cleared, healed, clearing any or releasing any blocks or resistance you have to healing. And I feel like that's good. All right. Does that sound good to you?
Listen, whatever can be done, it's just appreciated.
Okay, good. Thank you. And this is a huge clearing for you right now. You're going to notice shifts in a lot of different areas of your life because of this. So once again, my website is consciousrepatterning.com. I would love it if you send me an email when you start noticing some of these things, some of these shifts.
Well, I don't have an email, but there's another avenue that I might be able to... Maybe through what?
Not really.
How about if I send energy of love and thanks? How about that?
You're also welcome to call into our show. We do a show on Transformation Talk Radio Mondays at 3 o'clock Pacific. You're welcome to call into that show, same phone number.
Okay. You mean for next week?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, I'll do that. And you know, I just want to say, you know, God bless all of you over there. And Dr. Pat and Benny have been just so super. I mean, I've known them for the last 10 years. And they've been a real blessing in my life. And the thing is that I haven't met him in person yet, but you know, the main thing is that the energy of love comes through, and they've been real special in my life. So,
Mike, I think you called. I think you called on one of the appearances that I was on the Dr. Pat show. Do you remember talking to me before, Deborah Diane?
Possibly. You know, it's been a while, and I probably did talk to you, but. You know,
I think you did, because after that, Pat, I think during the break, Dr. Pat was mentioning you. She was saying, I love Mike. He's been listening to our show for 10 years, and you just said that same thing, which reminded me of it. So I think we have spoken before. Thank you so much for joining us again.
It's so hard to fathom that you know, that I've talked to, you know, Benny and Pat for 10 years. Yeah, they probably know more about me than I do. So, and like I said, all of you that have been in my life, it's been a real blessing. Thank you. A lot of blessings and beautiful things happen to you and your families over there. So,
thank you so much for calling in, Mike.
And I mean that sincerely. And I'll call in. Was it on a Monday? What time again? 3 or 2?
3 o'clock Pacific. Mm-hmm. 6 o'clock Eastern.
Okay,
you're Pacific time, aren't you?
Yeah.
So 3 o'clock Mondays. We'll talk to you then.
3 o'clock Mondays. God bless you. Have a beautiful, safe week, and hallelujah.
Thank you, Mike. Take care. All right. Well, we are coming up on another break. When we come back, we're going to talk to Lisa from Bellevue, holding on the line. And gosh, what do you guys? Any closing comments before we go to break?
Sure. I was just thinking this would be a great time to talk about our teleconference calls on Tuesday night.
You're so good at reminding me about that all the time. Yes.
They're so powerful.
They are. We do group clearing every Tuesday night, and we're going to do some group clearing in this call, too. Next segment, we're going to be doing that, so get ready for that. But we also do group clearing Tuesday nights, 5 o'clock Pacific. Every Tuesday night, this is something you can connect in on my website with. We offer this for a sliding scale contribution, but powerful clearing for an hour. We clear 3 relationships for everyone. Again, this is without details, so we move very fast, and then we go into really powerful, highly transformational clearings for everyone on the call. So once again, if you want to check in with that, consciousrepatterning.com. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Tune in to Peace World Radio. Vibrant conversations to change the world with Christina Jantz each second Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and KKNW. This hit show is energetic, vibrant, and an engaging forum that's getting people talking. Christina brings you extraordinary and courageous people, bold in thought and action who dare to dream that things can be different. Peace World Radio. Join the talk the world is having.
Successful people accomplish what they set out to do. They make a promise and work hard to keep their word to themselves and to others. Keeping one's word is the simple idea behind a breathtakingly new way to achieve more. Keeping your word is a practice developed by Vladimir Gerasichev, a life coach and business trainer with over 20 years' experience. Visit keepyourword.com to learn more about the transformative technique and check out the free Keep Your Word app, Keeping Your Word, Changing Your Life Forever.
Welcome back to Psychic Solutions. This is Deborah Diane, along with Gwen and Mark. We are ready to do some clearing for everyone out there listening.
Yes.
This is the best part of the show today. We've already started with the opening prayer, asking that, you know, only what is in alignment with your highest good, with the highest good of the greater good, that's all that's going to be done today. You will receive based on your ability to receive. So if you just say yes when you hear what we're going to be clearing. We're going to be talking about it all before we do it. Just give a yes out to the universe that this is something that you want to align with. You will receive all of it or most of it or part of it, whatever is whatever you're available for, basically. This is what we do on the conference calls is we clear any blocks or resistance that may be present, but giving that conscious consent, that yes, is going to help you a lot in what you're able to receive. So let's go into it. You guys ready?
Yes, absolutely. I love this part.
The first thing I want to do is fear. I am ready to release fear. I want to ask that for everybody out there, whatever fear-based thoughts, beliefs, illusions, impressions that are not serving you, that we can release however much we can release today. You guys want to do that? Does that sound good?
Yes, definitely. I love it.
Okay, let's see if we're ready. I get yes. Let's do it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, so we're going to just keep going while I'm feeling this. This might be a little bit difficult to talk because I'm feeling a lot of fear releasing right now, but I'm going to keep going with it. If you guys out there listening, just kind of relax a little bit. You don't have to receive this. All you need to do is give your consent. But if you just kind of pay attention to what's going on with your body, you're most likely going to feel this. And of course, I want your feedback. So send me an email from my website. Very easy to do. ConsciousRepatterning.com. Let's also ask to be shown how to shift our focus from the positive or to the positive things happening in our lives. So really bringing that focus in, allowing that gratitude, and that gives us more actually to be grateful for. So we're going to ask for this in our relationships, in our world, for everyone. Despite what the media is bombarding us with, let's stay centered and focused on what's positive with us. So we're going to clear any blocks or resistance that we have to doing this, to make it really easy. And I also want to ask that all of the gifts, the clarity, and the wisdom of our experiences and the experiences of those around us be revealed to us, and that I would also love to release the fascination with trauma. I think a lot of us have that. So let's do that one next. Does that sound good?
Mm-hmm. Perfect.
Great.
Thank you.
All right. So while this one is clearing, I'm stacking them high here. We're going to move on to the next one at the same time. Let's also ask to be shown how to stay in our own experiences with clarity and discernment of our responsibility in other people's experiences, to stay in our authenticity, to live it, to own it, and to express it, our authenticity, in the highest and best way. And I also want to ask for protection from negativity so that we can stay in our experience, stay in our authenticity, and feel comfortable in that. Does that sound good?
Mm. Beautiful.
Really nice.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
I would like
Thank
to you. Ask that because I always want to know, Gwen, if you have something to tag on. You're really great at those add-ons.
Mm.
So I want to give you the opportunity.
Well, these are feeling really thank you, but these are feeling really complete.
Oh, good. I put a little bit of focus into them before we got here.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So we also want to know and trust that the positive aspects of our lives are just as exciting and just as engaging as we have previously made the trauma, the drama, and the difficulty. Because this is one of the reasons why we continue to attract trauma, drama, and difficulty. It's because it's exciting to us. It's engaging. It brings us into the present. So let's shift that and ask that the positive aspects of our lives are right there, you know, actually take precedence as far as exciting and engaging. I also want to ask that any overwhelm or stress that can be cleared, and that we all open to happiness, peace, and joy. Does that sound
I love it. Yeah.
Okay, great.
It's really
and
good.
Thank you.
Good, good. And I'm just going to take a second to let this complete.
It's a lot of energy moving.
There's a lot of energy moving, I know. I'm having a hard time keeping up with the words.
I can imagine.
Part.
My whole body's tingling. In fact, there's so much energy moving that my dog started to howl. I don't know if you can hear that on the air.
Where, yeah. Okay, good. That feels great. Let's also just do a quick integration. I'm integrating
Perfect.
Everything that we just did. All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And then we are ready in just a few seconds to talk to Lisa. I know we've been keeping you holding for a while. Thank you so much. Give us just one more second or two more seconds, something like that. Okay, great. Lisa, thank you so much for calling.
Oh, hang on just 1 second there. All right, now we've got Lisa. Lisa, welcome to the show.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Hi. I'm good. I'm hoping that maybe you can help clear my relationship with money.
Yes, I love clearing relationships with money.
You know, the first thing that I'm getting there is you have a strong hatred toward money. Were you aware of that?
I know that there's something underlying because I actually don't really, in this lifetime, have a strong hatred of it, but there's something underneath there that's keeping me from having what I would like.
Mm-hmm. It's a strong hatred. And I agree with you. It's not from this lifetime, but it is what is the predominant energy in your relationship with money. So let's clear it.
Let's do it.
Okay. Thank you. It feels like there's something else coming up, too. You don't trust money. Okay. There is a fear associated with money. I think this has to do with the hatred. There is a fear that money is going to get you killed. I was about to say hurt, but no, hurt's not coming in strong. It's actually killed. There's your hatred. So let's clear any lifetimes that you've had where money has actually hurt you or hurt you in any way and also gotten you killed, okay?
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, good. Now, that's a huge clearing. Can you feel it?
I can.
What does it feel like?
My core is very warm.
Oh, your power center.
Mm-hmm.
Good. Feels very clear to me.
Wonderful.
Yeah, that was that easy.
Thank you very much.
Let me just check to see if you are aligned with abundance. I get yes, you are.
I am. Yay.
You are. Yeah. Thank you so much for calling.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate it.
All right. Good. Wow. I'm still feeling so much energy here. Does somebody want to talk?
You must be overloaded after the group clearing and that one. My goodness. I'm just always fascinated at how when you clear you can clear your own side of the relationship, and then everything that gets reflected back to you from other people in other situations changes. And it seems like, you know, I for so long just figured the problem was outside of myself. You know, the other person's being a jerk. That's why our relationship is messed up or we're having tension or whatever. There's blocks there. But then it clears it on my side, and suddenly our interaction is much more peaceful and much more enjoyable. And I'm like, the other person changed. And can you talk a little bit about that, about what is actually happening there?
Yeah, they are reflecting back to you your own inner beliefs about yourself. That's exactly what's happening. And when you change what you believe about yourself, the energy that you attract changes. That's what we're doing. And yes, you can expect when you clear a relationship, you can expect the other person to change because of it, even though we're not doing anything to or for the other person. So
So in the relationship with money, what happens? It's not a person, but you just create a relationship with money. So how does that go?
Well, it's a little bit, yeah, it's a little bit different because that's not a person. So, you know, the money's probably still going to feel the same to her in her hand. It's not going to change that much. But what she attracts as far as prosperity, you know, is going to change.
Yeah,
because she was actually repelling it because of her hatred and her fear, which also cleared, even though we didn't say that one specifically. She was repelling some of it that she could be bringing into her experience, so that's going to shift now.
Amazing.
So, yeah, cool. If you want to join us for some relationship clearing, like I said, the Tuesday night calls, that's where it's at. Once again,
absolutely.
ConsciousRepatterning.com is the way to register for those. That's tonight, Tuesday.
It is.
Yes. Join us. Join us tonight. I just realized that. So thank you again, everybody, for listening. Remember to find someone or something to be grateful for, and hopefully we'll see you later.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think the Dr. Pat show's the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.
Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.